We're joined now by KK McCrary on the Regions Bank postgame show. A career night, 3 hits on the night. And what was going through your mind when you were up to the bat? You were swinging it well.
I mean, just trying to stay loose and just trying to see good pitches and barrel the ball. So.
In the 6th inning, you had the bunt to lay down to score that run. Yeah, what's it like doing those selfless at-bats? And it was up and down the order. Aubrey had a nice bunt in that inning as well. Talk about the mindset for this lineup with those selfless at-bats.
Yeah, I just think Coach Lindsey has confidence in all of us to be able to execute plays like we're supposed to. And, you know, I don't think they were expecting that since I was swinging it good tonight and everybody else swung good tonight too. So I'm just glad he had the confidence in me to let me bunt for a hit. So, yeah.
All right, playing in front of this Friday Night Lights, J&B Moorfield crowd. What's it like out there, especially at the plate when the crowd's getting behind you?
I don't know. Everybody feels that postseason coming, so I think everybody's the crazy's starting to come out of everybody. So it's awesome to play here. Yeah.
Congrats on the win. Thanks for the visit, War Eagle.
Thank you, War Eagle.
That was KK McCrary on the Regions Bank postgame show. We'll be joined now by head coach Mickey Dean. Congrats on the win and War Eagle. All right, talk about the response of your offense. Matty Pensa gives up the home run in the 6th inning, but immediate response from the offense there in the 5th and 6th inning.
Well, I just, you know, we had been having good bats the whole game through. We just didn't get scoring runs. And you know, I was proud of them. I told them they showed a lot of maturity because when you're getting that many hits and you don't score runs, it can become frustrating and you can really lose it. But we didn't. We stuck with it. And I was really proud of him. You know, Jesse goes up there in the 6th inning and bam, gets that leadoff single and gets things started. And we rolled from there.
Maddie with another double-digit strikeout performance tonight. She was really on it. And she really just stayed in and battled towards the end of the game when the pitch count kept getting higher because she was really efficient through the first 4 or so innings. What was the mindset for her to stay in it and continue to battle?
She battled. She's going to be the first one to tell you. It wasn't her best day, but it's like I told her. I said, how many pitchers can go out on one of their bad days and beat a team like that with the way they swing the bat? You know, they just came off a series where they hit 11 home runs. You know what I'm saying? So I love the way she battled. You know, she wasn't sharp. She'll be the first to tell you. Because she battled, her defense played well behind her, and we scored enough.
Message to the Auburn family, they made an impact tonight. What's the message to do that throughout the weekend?
Yeah, we need to be loud. You know, we want to get on their nerves. We want to get on their nerves. And I want to say this. I thank the team. My dad loves watching me coach softball. I mean, he and my mom, he would travel everywhere. And this game was for him. He passed away at noon today, so... Thank you.
Well, sorry for your loss, Coach, and congrats on the win, War Eagle.
War Eagle.
That was head coach Mickey Dean. We're joined now by Bree Ellis on the Regions Bank postgame show. You had the go-ahead hit again in the 6th inning. It was like deja vu from Tuscaloosa a couple weekends ago. What was going through your mind in that at-bat?
I don't even know. Like, I was like, just striking out the at-bat before really stung because that was, like, another big moment. And I really wanted to get a hit in that at-bat. So this time I was kind of just trying to do the opposite. And, like, you know, if that doesn't work out, try something new. And, you know what, I just got a good pitch, and I'm glad I swung at it. That's what happened.
Well, and up and down the lineup, it was really just team hitting and selfless at-bats, bunts from Aubrey, bunts from KK. What's it like when the lineup is just grooving like that, especially after – not being able to put some runs across early in the game and finally breaking through later in the game?
These kinds of games, the beginnings are so frustrating because especially when we are getting the hits, I think we had like 7 hits and 1 run, and that happened last weekend too. So these are so frustrating, but, you know, I'm just glad that we kept going because we very easily could have given up after Pento walked one and gave up a home run. Like, it's like shocking when people score runs off Pinta. So especially when we're like, we haven't scored yet. So I'm just glad we stuck to it and we kept hitting, even though sometimes it didn't work out for us, whatever. And I'm really proud of Pinta because, you know, it is so easy to go out there and just strike everyone out. But when you're struggling and you know you're the best pitcher ever, it's just, I mean, she went in there and she just kept grinding. So I'm really proud of her.
Another Friday Night's Light win in front of this J&B Moorfield crowd. What's it like playing in front of them each and every Friday night, especially here later in the season?
It's so awesome. Today I was kind of worried because we had an earlier Friday game. I didn't know if it would affect people's work schedules, but they made it out here by the end. They were loud. They were standing up cheering. It helps us so much, whether you believe it or not. Just the atmosphere and them cheering us on, it helps us. And we love them so much.
Well, congrats on the win. Thanks for the visit. War Eagle.
Thank you, War Eagle.